As you all know, the rules for damages vary case to case, topic by topic, and so the paper tries to collect those for you if you want the cases on lost profits or for breach of contract, other measures of damages, etc. But this morning, I'd like to focus on the claims for pain and suffering, mental anguish, the same thing. And my goal this morning is twofold. First, to talk about a true worm's eye view of emotional distress or compensatory soft damages. What does your record need to have to be upheld? What makes it vulnerable for any case that you're arguing to the Court of Appeals or the Texas Supreme Court? And second, to offer some practice tips and traps based upon these recent cases. For most of us, of course, the biggest item of soft damages is emotional distress. That's what I'm going to be focusing on to make this point. And as far as emotional distress goes, we all know the drill. We all know where it came from. And so the Texas Supreme Court in 1995 decided Parkway versus Woodruff. And Woodruff is a case, as you remember, where the plaintiff's home was flooded. And they sued the builder, and they got $220,000 to help replace the cost of the home, replacement costs and expenses, and $110,000 for emotional distress for the husband and wife together. In reviewing the emotional distress award, the Texas Supreme Court laid down the rule that we all use today, right? An award of mental anguish damages will survive a legal sufficiency challenge when the plaintiffs have introduced direct evidence of the nature, duration, and severity of their mental anguish, thus establishing a substantial disruption in the plaintiff's daily routine. And so if Parkway is going to be our historical baseline, right, we need to look at the type of the evidence that was in that record to see what made it vulnerable. And so the husband got $85,000 of emotional distress damages, the wife got $25,000, based on the following testimony. Here's the husband's testimony. I was hot. I was very disturbed about that, and I called the builder and said, I would like to sell you a house. I think you have just flooded my property. I think you have messed up my house. And here's the wife's testimony. It's just not pleasant walking around on cement floors. Well, you know, our life changed. I don't know. It's hard to a feeling to describe unless you've been through it. It was upsetting. Ray would come home, and he would become very quiet. We both were. It caused some friction between us because I wanted to just get it done and get over with, and things couldn't move as quickly as I wanted to. That's what the wife said. Here's what the Texas Supreme Court said. These statements show the Woodruffs felt anger, frustration, or vexation, but they don't support the conclusion that the emotions rose to a compensable level. For the most part, the quoted testimony does nothing but cite the existence of mere emotions. And I know what you're thinking. That sounds familiar. Where have I heard that from? Why is that in quotation marks? Because it's the words of that other distinguished tribunal, the Bee Gees, right? It's just emotion taking me over, tied up in sorrow, lost in my soul. Jane, in the words of the broken heart, thank you, very good. And so, yes, for you young whippersnappers, somebody recorded that before the other distinguished tribunal of Destiny's Child. And so, I don't know why I can't get a better sing-along going on a Friday morning. I guess it's you just want a better song. Okay, a little more topical. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Okay, now just the judges. Pemberton, where are you? All right.
Tell me something, girl.
Obviously, I've got a Bradley Cooper thing going on. Here's Gaga and I at the Grammys. Okay. So, there is a certain vulnerability to that song that I didn't quite hear anybody here capturing, but we'll come back later. All right, so Parkway and just emotion or the historical baseline, what are some lessons we can learn from the recent cases about how this is getting applied? First, you cannot just ask a bunch of questions and get a yes answer and think that you are done. Hancock versus Virium is on page 17 of the paper. This is a defamation case. We're going to be looking at a series of defamation cases because these are the ones the Texas Supreme Court has been taking recently. And so this is a defamation case between two doctors where one doctor wrote of the other. He has a reputation for a lack of veracity. He deals in half-truths, which is legally just the same as a lie.